In the latest release from the 30-year-old Toy Story franchise, the internet-connected tablet Lilypad smitefully tells the other toys, "Bonnie doesn't want to play with toys anymore. She needs me." Is this not the quintessential lie spoken by all devices to children? That you need me? I'm Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is a Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. All right, y'all, let's talk about Toy Story 5, where the villain is an iPad. I took my 8-year-old granddaughter to see it on the day it was released, and now this isn't going to be a full movie review since I know there are plenty of places where Christian parents can find plot summaries and content warnings. What I want to do today is help parents grasp the true weight of what the movie is depicting. Because underneath the incredible animation and the jokes, nostalgia, and the talking toys, Toy Story 5 is capitalizing on a truly devastating part of our culture, the loss of childhood to technology. So in the movie, Bonnie, who is now 8 years old, still plays with toys. She has a vivid and beautiful imagination, but she has no friends to play with. When she asks her parents why she doesn't have any friends, they proceed to give her a tablet, you know, so she can make friends. Well, the tablet, called Lilypad or Lily, quickly becomes the center of Bonnie's attention. She's shown literally staring at it zombie-eyed all day and night. Well, the toys quickly realize they aren't competing with just any other toy, but with a device that can be a game, a friend maker, a social connector, but also a manipulator and an intense captor of attention. At one point, Woody says, "Toys are for play, but tech is for everything." And that line may be one of the most important lines in the whole movie, because isn't that the dilemma? These devices are everything, everywhere, all at once. They can become a toy, a babysitter, a classroom, a camera, a friend group, a diary, a status symbol, a security blanket, right? Internet-connected devices tend to replace every category of life. And when something becomes everything, it naturally begins to form and shape everything as well. And this is where parents need courage. The problem isn't that Bonnie plays games on her tablet. It's that the tablet begins to transform her, her loves, her habits, her attention, and her imagination. And she's only 8. In one scene, a discarded toy at a home overtaken by technology says to Jesse, "Don't you know? The age of toys is over." And I think that is what many children are experiencing. The age of pretend play and boredom ends earlier, often overtaken by skincare routines and anxiety over future wrinkles, right? The age of stick sword fights in the backyard and building Legos ends earlier and earlier, overtaken by online video games and porn, right? Well, Jessie, this toy cowgirl, realizes this. At one point, angry and grieving over being left behind once again, she shoves this tech device down, yelling, kind of declaring something that's sort of like, "It's your fault. It's all you tech devices that are making kids grow up too fast." And let's just be clear what growing up too fast means. It means early exposure to mature content without maturity and constant stimulation without the developed virtue of self-control, right? Growing up too fast doesn't mean that they are maturing fast or that they're developing virtue quicker, because maturity and virtue are developed over time, through wisdom, responsibility, limits, accountability, and obedience. But let's be honest, tech is not solely to blame for children growing up too fast. It's also the parents who are buying and allowing the tech to take over childhood. As Jesse says, that's not playing. They're just staring at a screen. Games, she says, are not the same as play. Well, Christian parents, do you believe this? Do you believe that games on a device are different than free play? You must. Because while games may possibly develop strategy, problem solving, and quick reflexes, it is not the same as imaginative free play. A child playing with toys creates the story, but a child on a device is just responding to a story or a reward system or a prompt or a notification or even an algorithm, right? The two are not the same. Now, the movie plot does something interesting. Lilypad eventually realizes that she has harmed Bonnie and exposed her to cyberbullying. She makes the moral choice to donate herself in order to remove herself from Bonnie's life. Well, this is admirable in the world of Toy Story, where toys and devices are sentient and can experience loyalty, conviction, and sacrifice. But real devices do not do that. A tablet will not repent, and an app would never confess, "I am harming this child and I should leave." Right? We know this is not how it works. The devices in our homes are not neutral objects. They aren't waiting for our children to have the maturity and virtue to use them wisely, right? Everything about them, the design, the apps, the notification, the feed, ads, and algorithms, they're all intended for one purpose: maximum engagement. Real life devices do not want what is best for your children. You know, whether that be sleep, play, exercise, or time in face-to-face relationships. They may, quote, know your child's data, but they don't know them to love them, right? That's what parents are for. Which brings me to my last point on Bonnie's parents. While they appeared loving in their non-helicopter parenting style, these two wrestled with the decision to buy Lilypad for what felt like a second. They believed the lie that it would help her make friends. And when Bonnie received this Lilypad, her parents tell her, "You have today to figure it out, but after that, there are going to be strict time limits." But then there never are. There are no limits. Bonnie is on the device constantly. Its charger is literally at her bedside. And she's clearly attached to it, clearly obsessed, clearly hooked. Yet the parents do not intervene. Frankly, it's maddening. And maybe this is the most honest part of the movie. Parents give children devices because they solve short-term problems of boredom and connection. But as we know, the devices create long-term problems that feel impossible to solve. And in my opinion, here's the real tragedy. In Toy Story 5, Bonnie isn't rescued by her parents. She's rescued by her toys, which honestly makes sense considering the toys are the main characters. But in real life, rescue is not going to come from toys. Rescue will not come from tech companies. It won't come from schools. And rescue is not going to come from the government. Rescue must come from the parents. Parents, under God, are the ones called to protect, to discipline, to train, and to shepherd their children in the way that they should go so that when they are old, they will not depart from it. That's Proverbs 22:6. What I don't want is for any Christian parent to walk out of Toy Story 5 and think, "Oh, it's just about balancing devices and toys," right? The two can kind of live together. The deeper lesson is that technology is not neutral. Devices are formative, and they will begin to displace the very things children need the most, such as toys, such as imaginative play, and parents. They will replace parents. Listen, the age of toys is only over if you allow it to be over. If you outsource your discipline to a device or abdicate your authority to an algorithm, the device cannot be the problem and the solution. It can't be the problem of isolated gameplay and loneliness and the solution for more friend connections. All right, that's all I have for today's Brave Briefing. Hey, would you do us a favor and share this with a friend? Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, go and be brave.